Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. My name is Al Gordon, sitting in for Del today, and we're always working on your financial freedom. On today's show, very important show for those of you that are out there wondering, can I get out of the corporate rat race? Can I, even though I make good money and don't see an end in sight, can I get out of the rat race? And I'm here to tell you, yes, you can. And on today's show, I've got two guests that are in the process of doing that. As a matter of fact, they've escaped the rat race, and now what they're doing is they're focused on their strategy on getting to retirement and a retirement that makes sense to them. So with no further ado, let me bring my guests on. Gaurav and Mega, are you there?
Yes. Good morning, Al. How are you?
Good morning. Oh, I'm great. Good to hear your voices today.
It's great to be on.
Well, the audience would like to know a little bit about you. So can you give me some background as to who you are and what was life like for you long before you became members of Lifestyles Unlimited?
All right. So Gaurav and I joined Lifestyles in 2016. Before that, and actually even now, both of us had our corporate jobs. I am in IT and Gaurav is a management consultant. We have twins. So we were just going about, you know, doing our own thing, trying to make enough money so that for our family so we could retire one day. Gaurav had a couple of colleagues in his at his work who were Lifestyles members. So they told him about what they were doing. One of them was a lead, one was passive, and Gaurav was intrigued. This was so out of anything that, you know, we've ever done, we'd ever looked into. So he thought, you know, we'll give it a shot. So we joined the Financial Freedom Program. We did the orientation, went for the 2-day, and that was such an eye opener. We didn't know what had hit us. we realized that you know, that there was something that we could do apart from what we had always been taught, which would get us to what we wanted to be. You know, like we wanted. Both of us had all these career aspirations, but that was all we knew. We didn't know anything else. So that was pretty good. The 2 days really helped us.
So what was it during that 2-day financial freedom seminar, by the way, that every member of Lifestyles Unlimited goes through? What was it that aha moment for you where you realized that, you know what, we've been doing everything wrong and this is the way we should be going forward?
So Al, I think, you know, if you look at all the financial advice and magazines and online sites, what they all talk about, go invest in stock market and just sleep on it for 20, 30 years and you'll have a nest egg and you can take money out and live off that. So we all knew that side of investment. Real estate sounded too good to be true, and it was, for me at least, going in, I was a little bit of a skeptic because I never heard anyone in the media talk so much about something that seemed a lot better. So for us, the big aha moment was, one, that it's real, the returns are real, the stories are real, the results are real. And the second was just the ability for me to envision us doing that. You know, something like Megha said was so different from what we knew. We were apprehensive that we could learn something. But the two-day class was just such a great educational and eye-opener for us to feel comfortable about an area that we didn't know much and frankly were skeptical before we went in. So, you know, as coming out of the class, we felt a lot more confident, a lot more informed. We think we could do this. And we came out thinking, why didn't we know of this sooner? And that we look at each other and say that almost every day, that wish we had got into lifestyles a lot sooner than we did.
Well, I'll tell you, if you could see my face right now, I've got this huge smile right across it when you said, I wish I had known about this sooner. You know, I'm in the same boat as you guys. You know, had I known about the opportunity that Lifestyles Unlimited presents, you know, a lot sooner than I did, I would be in a completely different place. So you guys are both highly educated. I think one of you has an MBA, one of you has an MS degree. So, you know, it's not like you just went to high school and went out and got a job. You actually are highly educated people. So, but you mentioned to me that, you know, everything that you learned in the two-day financial freedom course was completely different than what you had learned in school. Could you elaborate on that a little bit for us?
So, you know, I only know computers. Like, till 2 years ago, the only thing I knew I could do was just, you know, programming on, sitting on a computer and programming all day. All Gaurav knew was how to do project management. None of us, both of us didn't know anything outside of this. This is what, you know, we thought would get us to the next level. And every day when we went to work, our concentration was, how do I get to the next level and how do I make more money in doing what we do so that, you know, we can have a comfortable life. We hadn't ever thought of real estate other than the fact that we owned a house. You know, we didn't know anything else about real estate. So when we went to the seminar, though, you know, that's when we realized that you know, there are real people who are doing this who did not have the real estate background either. So that's what made us feel comfortable. And the fact, you know, when Dave pulls out all of his spreadsheets and he starts talking about it, you feel very comfortable because that is what you know. So we could work with spreadsheets. We knew exactly. Now that, you know, when you start seeing numbers and you know the formulas that you're putting in, that's when you know, okay, this is something real. This is something I can work with. So that's, I think, what really helped us.
So once you completed that two-day financial freedom, you obviously had to sit down and talk about strategy with each other. So what direction did you go into? Did you go into single family? Did you go into multifamily? Did you do a little bit of both? What was on your mind at that time?
So I'll be honest, I was skeptical. We came out of it and I was still skeptical because I wasn't sure this was some, you know, we had twins who were, I think, six at that time. You know, we had all these other commitments in life. And I was like, is this something that we can really take on? I think within the first week, we set up an appointment with the real estate agent who we had bought our primary residence with. So we set up an appointment with him. We went and we talked to him and we talked to him about when Gaurav did most of this work. I was just observing him, you know. So we met with him. He showed us a couple of properties. We met a couple of other agents. We saw a few single families. But then we decided that maybe that was not the approach we wanted to take right away. So after that, you know, we started going to all the events in Lifestyle. And that's when Gaurav decided that the best approach for us for our lives at that point would be to be passives in multifamily. So that's how we started.
So when you guys started off as passives, in other words, you were investing your money into other members' deals, and those members, we call them the lead investors or syndicators, and they're the ones that bring us those deals. What kind of deals were you looking for? Were you looking for yields? Were you looking for hybrids or maybe value plays? Where exactly were you focused?
Initially, what we were looking for, were good lead syndicators. We wanted to be comfortable giving our money to someone. So we wanted to have some sort of a rapport with them. And then at Lifestyles, that's one of the great things that Lifestyle does, is it has this networking meetings where you get to know other members. And that was really comforting to us because we saw a lot of people like us. And a lot of people different from us, but a lot of people like us too. So that made us feel like we were not in a strange place among strange people. It was a very welcoming atmosphere for us. So once we got to know the leads and the syndicators better and we got comfortable, we started looking at what is our time frame for when we need our money back. And since we were still working at that time, we had no plans to quit. We just wanted to be passive. We said, let's just invest in as many value deals as we can because we don't need cash flow in the near future. So our immediate focus was, let's find somebody that we really like who has a good history and we click with, and then focus on value deals.
Wow, that's some good insight, folks. Let me hold you over because we've got a break coming up. And if you'd like to give us a call, you can do so at our new number, which is 855-497-4335. Again, 855-497-4335.
The largest multifamily bus tour in the country is coming to Dallas Friday and Saturday, October 25th and 26th. Join Del Walmsley, national radio host, CEO, and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, and his top team of investors, realtors, and expert educators. Ride your way to triple-digit returns. Go to multifamilymasterstour.com. Gain one-on-one access to industry experts, realtors, lenders, property and asset managers, apartment owners, national real estate syndicators, and trade professionals. Get the only bus ticket worth millions at multifamilymasterstour.com.
Dell says the things you just can't say to your friends, boss, kids, financial planner, spouse, even the cat. Need him to deliver the message for you? Don't worry. Dell's past show archives are just a mouse click away. So go to DellOnTheRadio.com and turn your speakers up for everyone to hear. Dell delivers his daily Dellisms and liberating unconventional wisdom 24 hours a day at DellOnTheRadio.com.
What would $200 to $500 extra income a month do for you? It's one of the five ways investment real estate earns money. And at Lifestyles Unlimited, we will show you how. Lifestyles Unlimited has been teaching people how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you the five ways to make money with real estate investing. The first way is cash flow. Cash flow is the reason we seek passive income producing assets. When you have cash flow, you have income. You buy a piece of real estate where the rental income is greater than the monthly income by a decent margin. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you about proper cash flow and other ways that real estate makes you money. To learn how and attend a free Lifestyles Unlimited workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimited.com and learn the map to financial freedom in less than 5 years. That's 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimited.com. That's lifestylesunlimited.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom 13-7, the right choice. Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. My name is Al Gordon, in for Del today, and I've got my good friends Gaurav and Mega on with me today. And what they are doing is they are sharing the good news of the fact that you can get out of corporate America. It is actually doable. And what we're going to find out today is, or at least on this segment, is we're going to get into the strategy that they followed. Now, just to recap the first segment, they came to Lifestyles Unlimited because they had met somebody that they trusted who said, yeah, I'm a member. Maybe you ought to come check it out. They came and checked it out, but still with a bunch of skepticism in their back pocket. But they agreed to join and become members. They went through the two-day financial freedom course where all the light bulbs started going off in their brain, where they started to realize that, you know, everything that society had taught them was wrong when it comes to retirement. So they changed their strategy and they looked at some single family stuff, but they kind of backed away from that because they thought that maybe the single family was slightly too much work than they wanted to be involved with. So they decided to become passive investors in multifamily deals. So let's get into those deals. Talk to me about that first deal that you invested in. Why that deal, and what did that deal do for you?
That's the best deal we've got, and it's very interesting in lifestyles. You worry about your money being locked in for a certain period of time, but when you start seeing the check, that's when you realize that you know it actually works. So we got in our first deal in November 2016, the same month we actually became preferred members of Lifestyles. So we decided that we'll go fast, at least in our investment. And we chose a very respected lead and who had a value deal, which means needs a lot of work before it can actually pay off. It was a property in Dallas area that needed a lot of work. To be honest with you, we've not really visited that property that much because it's massive. That's the best thing. You sign the paperwork and you write the check and then you just wait for the checks to come in. So we literally played that role on that property. And I can just tell you more about the cash flow, the results. You know, it was a low occupancy in the 70s and the 80%.
Oh my.
It was below market rent. The lead did a great job in turning that around. It right now is 90-95% plus occupied. The rents are market rents. They have rehab. They've changed out the roofs. They've done a terrific job. And within 6 to 9 months, I would say, after we signed on the paperwork or the deal closed, we started getting our distribution. So by mid-2017, we started getting about 8% distributions on an annual basis. So 2% quarterly, 8% annually, which was great. We were not looking for distributions. We thought it was a value deal, but the lead was able to get the property to a level where he could send us the distribution. So that was just the initial part of it. And then the best news is, which is we went through a cash-out refi because the property had gained so much in value with all the rents being increased and the property being upgraded over the last 2.5, almost 3 years. They did a cash out refi where the investors got a 50% return. So all in all, in 2.5, almost 3 years, we've got 75% of the money back, and we still own the property. So it's an amazing story for us to have that kind of a return within a short amount of time.
Yeah, and I think it should be pointed out, too, is that, you know, the money that was returned to you through the cash-out refi is non-taxable because the event itself is just a repositioning of the debt structure on the property. And as such, the IRS doesn't care because they only care about, you know, when you actually sell or create a transaction and change the ownership entities. So that must have been a huge benefit to y'all.
That's exactly right. I forgot about it because we haven't done the taxes on that yet. So next year, I would have remembered about it next year when I was doing my taxes. But yes, that's exactly right. It's tax-free.
Yeah, I think that's the neatest thing about, you know, what we do with real estate is, especially when you get into that first deal, you know, you're kind of biting your nails a little bit, wondering if you did everything right. And I know Megha's got a little skepticism still in her purse, and you know, you're going through and you haven't seen any money yet, then all of a sudden that first check comes in and boy, that is an exciting time. And then they do that financial transaction where, you know, you get that big chunk of money back. So What did you do with that big chunk of money that just kind of showed up in your inbox?
So the old Megha would have said, hey, Gaurav, let's put that in the bank. But the new Megha said, hey, let's go invest in another property. So we went ahead and we invested in, as a passive in another deal.
And what kind of deal was that? Did you change your strategy at all, or were you all still looking at, you know, value plays for the type of investing you wanted to do?
We've changed a little bit. I mean, we are 7 deals already, going into an 8th one, hopefully soon. So and we have 2 of our own. So right now our focus is a little bit of good return. So can be value, can be yield. So we're a little bit agnostic of the value yield, having learned a little bit more, because you know properties can go through different transitions, market moves or transitions. It's not a perfect science. And the second thing is that we felt like we should invest a little bit back, or give a little bit back to Lifestyles, has given us so much. So we've been actually helping first-time leads a little bit. So we've invested one of our deals this year in a first-time lead who's buying a little small property, and you know, we're also helping her if she has any questions about what our experience has been. So we felt like we owed a little bit back, because people invested their time and their advice with us. So we're trying to give a little bit of that back.
Yeah, I think you should be, you know, patted on the back for that. And we as members, we wholeheartedly believe in helping each other out and giving back to each other. I mean, after all, you know, Del Walmsley provided us the map that has helped us to either achieve financial freedom through retirement, or at least give us the guide path to get retired. But you guys are still working in corporate America. So what's that like as far as, you know, being lead investors and still keeping those full-time jobs? Is it just a mountain of work, or have you been able to streamline everything? Tell us about that.
It's actually quite interesting, because when we were in corporate America without having a backup plan, such as this real estate, which is going to become a primary plan eventually, we put all our energy into our jobs, to a point that we would accept any situation, any amount of work, whatever situation that might be. I think having Lifestyles and real estate as a support, we've made us a little bit more smarter at how we approach work, how we approach situations, whether it is, you know, whether we want to grow up in the career or enjoy less responsibility at our current roles.
Tell you what, hang on just a second, Gaurav. We are getting ready to go to a break, and if you'd like to call in, you can do so at 855-497-4335.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, in for Del Walmsley. And remember, we're always working on your financial freedom. On today's show, we're getting to know Gaurav and Megha. They are investors with Lifestyles Unlimited. That doesn't mean they invest their money with Lifestyles Unlimited. It means they happen to be members of our organization. They've gone through the mentoring. They've gone through the education. They're highly competent, accredited investors, and they know what they're doing. Now, if you flash back to about 2.5-3 years ago when they first became members, they didn't understand how this real estate thing worked, and they didn't understand how it would change their lives. But you know what? They stayed focused. They got onto the roadmap to success, and I'll tell you what, they've knocked it out of the park, and they haven't looked back. They have accumulated seven different deals that are passive deals, meaning they've put their money to work with other lead investors. And in doing so, they've decided to become lead investors themselves, and they've been able to put together two transactions on their own. Now, they've done all of this while still maintaining their corporate jobs. So, you know, I got to ask you guys the question, what's up with the corporate job? Why do you still mess around with that thing, considering how successful you are with real estate investing?
It's the path for us to be more successful, essentially, right now. When we were working before Lifestyles, it was a different work environment. We were working 50, 60, 70 hours a week. We were totally committed to the companies. Since then, we've become smarter at it. We know when to say no, and we know what the priorities are. And also, we have realized our worth a little bit more. Now, the reason we still have a job, which we're hoping not to have eventually, is just to accumulate a little bit more money to invest even more in real estate. That's really the objective of continuing. And if even for a second we felt like, that our jobs were something that we didn't want to do or we want to focus more on real estate, we would quit. And that option we didn't have earlier. So we have definitely adjusted our pace. We've become more focused. But we know our goal is eventually to spend our time in real estate.
So do the folks where you work understand what you're doing with real estate? I mean, have you been able to talk to them about it?
I have. I think the people at my work, they honestly have not been exposed to real estate investing, particularly multifamily. It's still such a secret, even though this radio show is helping spread the word, but it's still such a secret. I mean, they hear it, but they don't understand it. They still are so focused on their careers and their day-to-day corporate life that they are not able to get out. And frankly, we were in that situation, so I empathize with them. Everybody has their own path. I wish they were more interested so I could tell them how good it is. But they're really focused on their day-to-day life. But I've been honest with them about what I do because I really want everybody to join real estate, everybody to benefit from what we've benefited.
Yeah. I have a colleague that I've shared a lot of what we do at Lifestyles with, and he, in fact, attended the two-day last month, I think, with Dave. So, yeah, so we've both shared what we do here. Maybe at different levels and different people, but yeah, we both shared and some people get it. Some people are curious. Other people don't know what we're talking about because they're like us, like we were a couple of years ago.
So how many people think you're absolutely nuts that you're not, focused on the corporate job, that you've got this attitude that you can walk away at any time? I mean, have you dealt with that kind of resistance?
I wouldn't say resistance, but there's definitely shock. You know, when they see me and they see that I am not aspiring for the next level, they definitely get surprised by that. That we're all here for the same thing. We all want to go to the next level. But when they don't see that in me, I think they do find it a little surprising. But some people have the background that's really not my end goal. My end goal is actually to retire myself out of the job. So that's when they understand what I'm trying to do. So that's how my colleague actually also got interested in Lifestyles. And so, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a shame that so many people follow society's map, which is really just a big lie. Put your money in your 401k, your IRA, into under the mattress or whatever. Save, 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 save. And they get on that hamster wheel that you guys were on, and they just don't know how to get off. And even when somebody shows them what the path looks like, they're still stuck in society's lies. And I mean, that's got to be sad for you guys to see that on a day-to-day basis.
It is, but you can't convince someone when they don't believe, right? I mean, it has to be some level of, okay, I'll come and attend a meeting and give it a shot, right? So you kind of give them their time and space, if they're curious, you answer their questions truthfully, and you encourage them to at least give it a shot. But, you have to make the first step, to really know, to be comfortable. Because if you don't even take that first step, you'll never know how great an opportunity this is. You'll never know that you could have been comfortable and would have appreciated knowing this great possibility or a great option.
Yeah, I have to agree 100% with you guys. Let me switch gears with you, because what I'd like to do is I'd like to kind of get into these lead deals that you've done. Can you well, first of all, tell us about that first deal that you did, that first lead deal, and you know, give us the background on it and kind of your strategy and what that property has done for you.
Sure. So since we were new to real estate after we joined as passes, we were somewhat involved in actually visiting the properties of other leads that we were passes in, so we could understand how the process works. So as we gained knowledge over a couple of years of time, in 2018, we felt comfortable that we would want to maybe do it ourselves. And Lifestyles has a great certification program where they educate you, they give you the mentorship, so you can get comfortable, even if you don't come from real estate, to actually buy a property on your own. Plus, it gives you a network of people, your team, that can support you, you know, from the mortgage broker to insurance to agents, a whole bunch of teams that you need to actually do this transaction. So in 2018, when we started looking for our deal, we went to our Lifestyles real estate agents and we told them what we were looking for, and they got searching for us to find a deal that worked for us, for our site. We were looking for something that's about 60 units in Dallas-Fort Worth, because we were still working, and we wanted something that wasn't, that's something that we could learn. So we didn't want to take on the most work or the biggest challenge on our first deal, because we still had to learn a lot of the things ourselves. So we found a deal that was a 58 unit in a city called Euless in a great location in Dallas-Fort Worth, you know, very blue-collar, working-class, mature area, and it was actually being sold by another Lifestyles member, so who we had invested with. But it was kind of like a coincidence, but we were actually introduced to the deal through our agent, and we looked at the deal. You know, the best thing is the Lifestyles member do a great job with their deal, so this was in a great shape, in a great location. And we were able to get comfortable with the deal and purchase it in about mid-2018.
What did that property cost you, and what's that property doing for you?
Oh, yeah, the property cost us $3.6 million in mid-2018, and we went through a few challenges. We learned a few things in the first 6 months, but we were able to stabilize the property and start distributions in January of 2019, so this year. And we had projected about 6% cash on cash return, which is what we have done this year. And the property is actually, from the NOI and from the total revenue perspective, it's doing better than our projections. You know, it's doing, I mean, we were very conservative in our estimates, so it has actually surpassed it. And we had a broker's evaluation done this summer just to see where we were. It's already increased the value from 3.6 to 4.25 if we were to sell this year, which we are not. We're going to wait for a little bit longer, build more value. But within a year, it has actually gained a significant amount of value just by the work we've done.
Hey, we're getting ready to go to break, and what I'd like to do is hold you guys over, because I want to get some more information about this lead deal. I'm really curious about, you know, how many investors were a part of it, how much money was raised, and the audience would like to know those answers too. Hey, this is Al Gordon in for Del Walmsley on the Del Walmsley Radio Show, and we'll be back right after this.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Learn to master apartment investing on the Multifamily Masters Tour with Del Walmsley and Lifestyles Unlimited in Dallas, Friday and Saturday, October 25th and 26th. Ride along with the country's top team of apartment investing professionals as you tour four apartment communities with the owners and operators alongside their mentors and educators. For more information, visit MultifamilyMastersTour.com. Experience award-winning multifamily strategies in action. Get the insider secrets to triple-digit returns. Learn the six ways you can make multifamily millions too. Open Q&A format with Dell's top team, including operations consultants, mentors, and award-winning members. Get your seat on the bus at MultifamilyMastersTour.com. Due to the nature of the event, seating is very limited. Ride with us for the day and learn how to close the gap on your retirement with multifamily properties, what a profitable property being run as a business looks like in person and on paper, how Lifestyles Unlimited members win local, state, and national awards year after year, which path is right for you, lead, passive, or independent owner, how to upgrade your profits by upgrading your apartment, and what you want. Open Q&A all day long. The only bus ticket worth millions. Get yours at MultifamilyMastersTour.com.
Talk 1370.
Here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. My name is Al Gordon, sitting in for Del. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I've got Gaurav and Mega on, and they are two highly successful investors out of the Dallas area. They're successfully invested in seven different multifamily deals. I believe they're looking at their eighth one. They also have been lead investors on two properties. And when we went to break, we were talking a little bit about that first deal that they got into. So let me ask this question, folks. And I know it was $3.6 million to get into that property. I know you didn't just write a check for $3.6 million. How much money did you have to raise to get into this particular deal?
We raised about $1.3 million. And then we got our 80% LTV non-recourse loan from Freddie Mac.
Wow. That's pretty good. And this is your first deal, and you had non-recourse funding right out off the bat. Tell me a little bit more about this property. I understand that you've been able to get close to market rents, but there's something holding you back. What is that?
Yeah, so this property is an income restriction property. So what that means is that there are certain caps on the income that are there for the one-bedroom as well as the two-bedroom. So any resident that we have in the property, for all of the property actually, they cannot make over a certain amount of money. And so because of that, we can't charge them market rent. So like, let's say that in that general neighborhood, if the rent for a regular property is, let's say, $1,000 for a two-bedroom apartment, we can only charge about $800. So that's how it is right now. So the amount of rent that we can charge is actually dictated by TDHCA, which is an organization. And so right now, our market rent, our rents are about $200 to $300 lesser than market rents for one and two bedroom units.
Now, are you stuck with that rent control process, or is there some reprieve that might be coming up?
Yeah, so we come out of that at the end of 2021. At that point, we will be able to charge market rents for any new residents who come in from December 2021. Yeah.
Wow, that's going to be a huge windfall for you guys, and I know you're in this property really for cash flow, but you're going to get some incredible valuation growth, and that's just awesome. Tell me a little bit about that second deal you got into.
Yeah, second deal is in a neighborhood called Irving in Dallas-Fort Worth, which is a very mature neighborhood, centrally located near the Dallas-Fort Worth airport, right in the middle of Dallas and Fort Worth. So really in demand neighborhood, lots of new construction going on, lots of investments from corporate. So we were interested, again, workforce housing in mature markets. We found this deal. Again, through a lifestyles agent who got us introduced to this deal. It's about 64 units, We just closed on it in June 2019. In about 3 months, we finished all our capital improvements, which include painting the exteriors, fixing the roof, putting video cameras for security, putting new lighting. We also converted a office into a efficiency and a smaller office. So a lot of work in 3 months kept us really busy. But it all of that has been done, and now we're just working towards improving the units as they're available.
Yeah, the seller hadn't done much work on the property for a really long time, so there's been a lot of work that we've had to do. Like, we've had to repair the pool. The quality of the residence is also not what we would prefer, so we're working through that. They used to not charge for a lot of things. We're working through that as well. So just there's a whole lot of work to do, but it's exciting work. We have a really good team working there.
What do your residents think about all this work that you all are doing on these properties?
It's kind of interesting. I can tell you that we had an exit interview with the second property's previous property manager, and we always do that because we ask them, what would you have done differently? What would you have changed? And they actually give you a lot of interesting insights, and a couple of things that they themselves said that what they weren't able to do was have events at the property and be able to have a good maintenance person who could help them. And we changed that, right? We responded to residents. We had a resident who had a backup in their bathtub that was really smelly and gross, and they had to stay in a hotel. And they were doing that for several nights before we took over the property. We came on a, we took over the property on a Friday. That same day we got that fixed. We called the resident and said, come, your apartment is ready. So one of the big things for us is we take on these properties that for one reason or the other, the current the management is not doing a very good job, and the residents are just suffering through that. And we want to improve the residents' experience. We want to be responsive. When they have issues, they should have someone to help them. They should feel secure. We had an issue with the mail being stolen, so we put 15 cameras on our property just to and make sure that we record everything, and the residents know there's people watching, and people who are up to no good know what. So we want to have a safe, secure neighborhood in our apartment complex that is responsive to residents' issues, and residents' feedback has been great. I mean, there's some residents who don't like the fact that we enforce the leases, but some residents come to us and say, we feel so much better that the things that took months to get done are getting done in a day or days, and the fact that when we ask you for certain things, you guys really take interest in our issues and try to solve it.
Yeah, I mean, it's that whole concept of best product for the best price for the best people. And, you know, it sounds like you're cultivating the right tenants. You're providing them a great rental experience. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, it really just boils down to we're providing a home for somebody. And, you know, that home is very important. Hey, looks like we're getting pushed out the back door here. I want to say thank you very much to Gaurav and Miga for coming on the show. I mean, at the end of the day, we're just getting
to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.